We've all been following all the news about the COVID-19. It's impacted all 50 states, and the World Health Organization has declared it a pandemic. I have with me tonight members of the Emergency Services Council. The council is written into city and borough code and consists of the city mayor and the manager, the borough mayor and the manager, the two Coast Guard commanding officers, and the Kodiak supervisor for the Alaska State Troopers. My name is Mike Twenge. I am the city manager. The role of the city manager also includes the emergency services director. Tonight, I would like to update the community about recent information and decisions made by our state. Effective tonight, Governor Dunleavy issued a health mandate restricting public dine-in service, which includes all bars and restaurants. It also includes all entertainment facilities that shall be closed to the public, including theaters, gyms, bowling alleys, and bingo halls. Additional information about these closures can be found at coronavirus.alaska.gov. The governor also issued a public health emergency declaration. Today, the Emergency Services Council unanimously declared a public health emergency in Kodiak. What this means, initially, resources become eligible for state and federal assistance. In addition to providing a clear chain of command, the declaration will help bring financial resources to our community. The Emergency Services Director can issue rules and regulations reasonably related to public safety. This includes, but is not limited to, obtaining necessary supplies and equipment to mitigate the emergency and protect life and personal property. We can also direct city and borough employees and execute and adopt all special powers conferred by the code. The goal of the Emergency Services Council is to reduce the impacts of the COVID-19 in our community. And first, we're going to try to reduce that spread. The local emergency declaration is similar to the state and nine other communities. So we need to level the curve. We need to protect our community and try to keep this COVID-19 out. This will also reduce the impact onto our healthcare providers. They're all working hard, they're all geared up, and we want to give them the best tools and resources we can. And the Emergency Service Council will continue to make plans to address this virus. We're not taking questions tonight, but we have some commonly asked questions that I'd like to answer. As of tonight, the public health office reports no known cases of COVID-19 in Kodiak, and that's a good thing. We've all done well, we've all been washing our hands, we've all been keeping social distancing, we've all been following all the rules that help us stay safe. There are 9 reported cases found in Alaska, however. Anchorage, Fairbanks, Ketchikan, and tonight Seward is reported. What are the airports doing? The gateway airports are screening passengers arriving from outside of the United States. Raven Air Group has announced they will be doing passenger screening as well. I understand Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport has begun passenger screening for cargo, international flight crews, and some private companies in the fishing and petroleum industry have begun screening their workers prior to flight. Maybe seen that on the news. However, general passenger travel is not being screened at this time. That's according to the airport manager today. The Emergency Services Council is going to work with the Kodiak Airport to place signs recommending self-quarantine for travelers at the airport. Now, this is something that everyone has to take on their own. It's not a mandate that they quarantine, but if we can, you know, if anyone feels sick or ill, you know, we could all do our best to quarantine. I think that's probably the most effective way to stop the virus. The city of Kodiak and the borough have instituted 14-day self-quarantines for employees who have been recently traveling. The city has had 10 people traveling, and they will be going home, working from home for 14 days upon arrival. Here's some healthcare information. If you feel sick or have symptoms of the virus, such as a cough or fever, call your healthcare provider for instructions. Do not go directly to the doctor. Do not go to the hospital. Call your healthcare provider and they will give you information and determine whether or not you need to be screened. A community sampling site is being assembled by the local health organizations. This is not a community-wide testing, but under the direction of a healthcare provider. We're all worried about our food supply. We're all worried about the cargo coming in and the barges coming into Kodiak. We've all been to the stores. We've seen some of the heavy shopping that's been going on. We've been talking to our store managers, et cetera, and our shipping company, Madsen, in particular. And we continue to receive our regularly scheduled barges. Our food supply is good. Our water supply is healthy. There's no need to worry about our water supply. And some items may be reduced at the grocery stores, but the bulk of all of our items are still available and will continue to be available. The Emergency Operations Center will continue to provide updates, and we're doing that through press releases, and they're available on the city website. And I know our PIO is sending these out to local organizations. And if you want to be on that mailing list, get a hold of the Kodiak Police Department PIO, which is Francis De La Fuente. And on our city website is available at the top of the website under coronavirus header. So the message here is we all need to stay together as a community. We all need to continue to take efforts to protect ourselves and our loved ones. This is not something that just affects a person. This affects our family and our grandparents, our extended families. So this is important that we protect everyone the best we can. We're proud to say it's not in Kodiak right now. However, those chances are still there that we could become a community with the infection. We understand that what the governor has done through that declaration of closing the restaurants and bars is going to provide an economic burden to our community. We're aware of that. I met with the city council today. We're considering ideas that could help buffer that a little bit. And if we can, we will do anything we can. I know the community's already come together helping with food deliveries, the food bank. I know the school district is providing meals. The senior center is still providing meals. I think life goes on and we're thinking outside the box on how we can deliver services to our residents. And I think that's a good thing. This is a strong, united community. And with that, we'll forge ahead and we'll do our best. So I thank you all for attending tonight. And you'll continue to receive updates. I'm not sure about this type of update, but as we go forward, we'll get out as much news as we can through the local media, the local radios. I think everyone's paying attention to the virus and gathering as much information as we can. What I would recommend is that we continue to look at reputable sources, not be followed by rumors. And if you do have questions about a rumor, please contact the city manager or I can direct you somewhere else. But together we can get through this, and that's what I'm so happy for is everybody's working together. I've already seen efforts from our community that are taking us off in the right direction. So thank you for attending tonight, and stay safe.